Hi, everybody, and welcome to the portion of Bereshit. We are studying the Torah again in the book of Bereshit. Very exciting. We did such a great job here with all of our people. I think we had a great time from all the way from Elul, 30 day of Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, did great. Yom Kippur, great job. Preparing the Sukkah, building it, great job. Sukkot, great job. Hoshana Rabbah, great job. Shmini Atzeret, great job. Shabbatot, great job. Simchat Torah, great job. We were even dancing in the Sukkah, great job. Great food, great job. So okay, one of the things about spirituality, that you have to restart the wheel every time. You can't just get satisfied from what you accomplished in now. And that's a tough thing about spirituality, because everybody want to say, hey, listen, I did what I did, and I think this battery should be enough for me for the whole year, and the whole year I should do nothing. And for that reason, we are giving this lecture right now, so we will have a certain awakening of not the pressure. You shouldn't put yourself in pressure. You should put yourself in joy, in fun, in love, to start the spiritual year. Because the spiritual year starting simply this Shabbat, Shabbat of Bereshit. This is the spiritual year. Whatever you want to do, you are bringing it into the Shabbat of Bereshit. Let me tell you a little bit the story of Bereshit. I'm sure you heard it 1,000 times. The story is basically creation of the world in 7 days, where the creation of human beings is taking place on Friday. Things went wrong a little bit. Meaning Adam and Eve were supposed to be not making love until Friday night. They did. Adam and Eve were not supposed to eat from the tree of knowledge. They did. And Adam and Eve were not supposed to listen to the snake, and they did. So what shocked me about this piece of information is they are not talking about Adam and Eve, what is it that they didn't do enough. They only talk about the prevention, meaning the elevation of a human being can happen in 2 levels. How strong are you to prevent yourself from doing the thing which are absolutely negative for you? And how powerful are you to initiate with full excitement and happiness to do the thing which are absolutely can help you? This is basically a definition of a human being, spiritual human being. Adam and Eve, like all of us, fell in the area of holding themselves from not fulfilling with all kind of justification their own little agenda, which we all do. But we cannot judge Adam and Eve and compare them to us, because we are far away from even understanding their reasoning. So we need to go back a little to the story of the snake, that based on Rav Ashlag's explanation. Rav Ashlag explained that Adam and Eve, when they were seduced by the snake told Eve, it cannot be that God will create something that is bad. The only reason it is bad is because you have to change something about you. Makes sense. Very convincing. Very convincing. And he said to Eve, hey, listen, all what you have to do is not to want it and then receive it. Also makes sense. Because the whole purpose of spirituality, the whole purpose of Kabbalah is to get to such a high level that whenever you want something, you want it only because you want to give pleasure to the Creator who is giving it to you. And for that reason, you are excited to have it. You're excited to receive it. That type of receiving, it's a wonderful receiving. Because you're not receiving it for your own good. You're receiving it to give pleasure to the Creator to give it to you. So the snake come with that idea to Eve. Let's go back a little bit. What does God say to Adam? Do not eat from that tree. Eve is being seduced by the snake to eat. There is a lot of good reasoning, intellectual reasoning, spiritual reasoning. How do you think about it? Spiritual reasoning. So let me ask you a question. You're going to the most spiritual room in the world. There is, I don't know, rabbi, priest, minister, Hindu, Muslim, all of it. The top of the world. And they tell you to do things that make sense from a spiritual point of view. But you don't ask one question. Is what you tell me to do, is this the right thing according to the Creator? Is this the right thing according to God? I meet so many spiritual people who start to tell me why spirituality makes sense. If it only makes sense to you and you're doing it, tomorrow the snake will come and also will tell you to do things that make sense, but it's not in the name of God. Spirituality means spirit. Spirit means soul. Soul means connection to the Creator. You gotta look for connection to the Creator. Not connection to your teacher. Not connection to your rabbi. Not connection to the minister or the imam or the Hindu. Creator, my friend. You go to the book of the Torah. The oldest books of rules. Did Christian, Muslim agree that's the original book, the five books of Moses? Hindu agree to that. Chinese agree to that. You follow that book. You don't have to be religious. Just read. Is God happy with what you're doing? Do you want to be spiritual? You have to include God in your life. If you think that believing in God is religion, you're not getting it. What is religion? What is religion? Simply a style or a method how you worship your God. How you worship the God within you or outside of you or all of it. It's still spirituality. So people who tell me, I'm spiritual, but I'm not connecting to God. What are you connecting to? I want to know. Snake? You either have snake or God. Choose, what are you connecting to? And I'm not trying to push you guys and make you feel bad. I'm just trying to wake you up to start to understand. Somebody wake up this morning and tell me, you don't even know. I'm a medium. Medium? I thought that he won the shirt size medium in the beginning. I said, no, I'm wearing large. Sorry. No, medium. Medium. I have a shirt medium. So, no, medium. I'm talking to the dead. So, okay. That's nice. That's good. No problem. What is God has to say about that? So, nothing should impress you until you look at the Torah. I said, what does the Torah say that God say about that? That spirituality. Life is easier this way. You don't have to be religious. You just have to know what God has to say about it. When you know what God has to say about it, then you can follow that path. What was the problem with Eve? She never heard from God, do not eat from the tree of knowledge. That commandment was given only to her husband, Adam. He is the one who told her, don't do it. And then the snake went and canceled it. There is a problem with Eve. You should go back to your husband. Say, honey, I was talking to the snake. It kind of makes sense. And are we eating it? What she did? First, she ate. Then she gave it to Adam. And then, those of you who know the Zohar there, Vatikach, Vatiten, Vatochal, Vavtaf, 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 together with the mem of the angel of death, you get Mavet, 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 Mavet. All death, 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 death. She brought death to the world. That's why women light candle before Shabbat to remind them that I have to light back the world again. I took the light away from the world. I'm going to bring it back. The power that the woman have in the time of Adlakat Nerot Shabbat, in the time when she light candle of Shabbat, the power, what's happening in that minute, can change not just the Shabbat, just her family, can change the world. If all women in the world will do it, let's say in the same time, Adlakat Nerot, when they light the candle and the meditate. I'm going back in time to the moment of the sin of Eve, but I'm going to go a minute before I agree to do what the snake told me. A minute. Just a minute before the snake seduced her. When the snake tell her, do it. And it makes sense. The snake always makes sense. The snake, my husband say no, and he talked to God. And I prefer God's opinion, even if what you say make more sense. For that reason, we call it tree of knowledge. Say tikkuni hazohar. Call it tree of knowledge. Tree in Hebrew is etz. Etz comes from the word etza. Etza being advice. That the tree was including good and bad. Now, why God is created? The snake might be right. Why to create something which is not good? Well, the snake was right about the concept. The snake was seducing about the time. It is true that in our life, our only mission is to receive things that we don't want to receive for the sake of giving it to the Creator a pleasure to give us. It is true. But it's not true that the time is now. For each person, they know internally when it's time for them to receive. If you are chasing all the time after receiving, and eventually you're getting it, you didn't achieve anything. You just achieve, I want, and I get. If you put your mind into something, you're going to get it. You put your mind into make $5 million this year, you're going to make it. You're going to meet famous people and rich people. You're going to somehow make it. Don't worry. But the point is that it is the right time or it isn't. The time was not yet right. Adam and Eve were supposed to wait until Friday night, which was 6 hours. The same famous 6 hours that we couldn't wait until Moses came down from the mountain. The same 6 hours, Ki Boshesh Lavo, he couldn't come. 6 hours delay, and then they build the golden calf. Please remember, those 6 hours, that's why 6 hours before candle lighting, there is always fight between husband and wife. Stress. Because that energy come down every time. Just be careful. Just understand a very important lesson about Bereshit. I am here, this year, I want to follow what the Creator say. And when I choose teacher, I like to hear his opinion, I like to hear his explanation, but I have to ask my teacher, can you help me what the book say about it? And then the teacher's job to go ahead and open the book and tell you what God say about it. Make life so easy for the teacher and for the student. That's really what it's all about. That's what we're doing in Vital for so many years. We're taking books. We are just translating it from Hebrew into English and helping people to know. Very, very simple. So again, continue with the Rav Ashlag story. So, now, Eve, go and give it to Adam. Adam and Eve been seduced by the snake. Three of them been kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And what are we doing here? Well, we are in this life to go back to the Garden of Eden, but we need to go through the test. What is the test when it's going reverse-wise? We have snake around us days and nights. It can come in the form of people, form of rabbi, form of priest, form of friend, form of children, form of wife, form of husband, all kind of form. Don't hate them. They're there to confuse you. They are there to seduce you. They are there to destroy you. They are there to create chaos. This is the mission. It's a very important mission because you have to overcome it to go back to the Garden of Eden. You have to. You have to look at the blessing in those people and the great thing about those people. Without them, you cannot be you. Without them, you cannot achieve the level you want to achieve. For that reason, in the portion of Bereshit, we start the Torah again from scratch, from beginning. Wow, what a pleasure. From beginning. The Torah from beginning. That's why the Torah look like cylinder. It's going around. You know, it's full of like going around and start all over again. Yofi. And we should get very excited when we get there. Because we get to the beginning, second chance, you know, not second, thousand chances, again and again and again. And it makes you think like, what could I do better this year that I didn't do last year? And I believe that each person should add one thing to do better and one thing to prevent from doing. And if you want my suggest, again, I'm just a speaker or a teacher, and I'm just reading from books, But it doesn't mean that my advice is the best advice. I'm just saying that usually when you want to increase in the area of doing, I always say increase in the area of Shabbat. Shabbat is one day a week that within Shabbat you can, whatever you do for Shabbat, it's making a difference for every area of your spirituality. So some people buy flour for Shabbat. Some people buy wine for Shabbat. There is a lady who always buy wine for our Kiddush when we do the blessing of the wine. She want to get that wine. There is other people that like to make sure that I buy a special food for Shabbat and feed the people and eat with the people. Every person has to contribute for the Shabbat power. You contribute for the Shabbat power, your life starts changing. Remember that. It's for the rest of your life. So what you should prevent yourself from doing? Lashon hara. Evil talk about other people. We cannot be perfect, but we can reduce. So let's say if you talk 3 hours a day, Lashon hara, so reduce it to two. If you talk two, reduce it to half an hour. Half an hour, reduce it to 5 minutes. You do it every day, do it every other day. So you can also work on that. Those are the two midot that usually Debbie and myself and our family, we try to work on ourselves. How can we do Shabbat better? How can we make the food better? How can we help more with Shabbat? Now, if you're part of Vital and you come, you can always contribute. You can contribute money to help that the food will be better. You can contribute for people who cannot afford to come or some, I don't know, different things like that. Candle of Shabbat, the olive oil that Debbie used when she do the blessing. What kind of thing that you can do? Make the Shabbat more beautiful. We know our New York family that is here make Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur so beautiful by donating flowers. So it was so beautiful. So when you look at those things, that's how you increase the energy of Shabbat. Why Shabbat? Because Shabbat itself corrects every aspect of the sin of Adam and Eve. Indeed, yeah. And the Lashon Hara correct all the sin of Adam and Eve. So before we going into the details how to do it, what to do, I'm going to take the Zohar and opening with the whole section of creation from Bereshit. Right. Berish or manata de balka galif gelufe b'tirua la abuzina de kardinuta nafak gosatim zestuvo merazad ensof kutra begolman az beaska לחבר ולאוחם, ולסובק, ולירוק, ולגוון כלל. קד בנדית בשירה, עבד גבלין הנערה, לגול בגול בצוינן, דפיק אחד, ועוד הבנה הצטבו לגוון לתתן. Basically, the Zohar in the beginning, okay? It say in the beginning of the revelation of this desire, okay? It was one big spark, okay? One big spark, that was pure, that spark, and it came from the secret of the Ein Sof, of the endless. And that spark was basically nothing. It was not pale, neither it was dark. It was not red, and it definitely wasn't green. It didn't have any color. What does that mean? Ah, it's so deep. I mean, you couldn't define it. קד בדית בשיחה עבד גנין להנרה אלון, גובו צינה, תפיק חד דביו מדיין, צבאו בולד. And it was shine until it was color with different color. רב אשלג, choose to do something very special when it starts בראשית. And it say, עניינו, הסתלקות וצמצום האור, the whole idea of creation of בראשית is when you remove the fulfillment, because then it leaves the place empty. And when the place is empty, it's become like chakika. Okay? Chakika. So try to imagine that we go to Santa Monica and we dry the old water there. What are you going to see? That's the tzimtzum. Now you see everything which is under. Once you remove the fulfillment, you can reveal all the lack. What is the lack? The places that used to be fulfilled before. So when we talk about Bereshit, when we talk about the week of Bereshit, the week of Genesis, the week of the beginning, we have a chance again to empty all the fulfillment so we can recreate it, a different type of desire, to draw different type of fulfillment. ממלא את כל המציאות שעלה ברצונו לברוא העולמות, צריך חקיקה באור עליון, דענו שצמצם וסילק האור בסביב המלכות. What do we do? We push away all the fulfillment around our desire, כמו שנבר לפנינו, אחרי זאת נעשה מקום לכל העולמות. And when you push all the fulfillment, it gives you chance. It gives you chance to create whatever you want to create. Think about it. It's a tremendous gift. Tremendous gift, Shabbat Bereshit. Tremendous gift. You can create. Shabbat Bereshit, hopefully you remind me. We sit together. Please remind me, everybody. And we meditate. We sit and we do meditation. Before the Shabbat. While the Shabbat. Before the Torah. We will sit and we maybe do another koach even. Because another koach came from Bereshit. I hope Debbie will remind us. And in that Shabbat, we need to do another koach as we are receiving the power. Because color means limitation. For that reason, in the beginning of creation, it was no color in the light. It was only pure. Just pure light. Just pure light. Once you have color, you have limitation. Limitation. You don't want limitation in the time of creation. A lot of time, you become too specific about things that you want, right? When you get too specific on the thing that you want, you might get them. But when you get them, you're not getting the other one. And if you didn't do the meditation right, you might lose the existing one. For that reason, we need to learn how to. So far, we understand in Bereshit what takes place. Our desire recreate itself because we remove it of fulfillment, and then we're taking it to the next level of how to fulfill it again. Now, why then, if we want to do it, we all agree we need to use the Torah. The question is, why do we need to use the Torah? Why do we need to use the five books of Moses? So, one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, his name is Degel Machane Ephraim, if you want his full name, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Ephraim, that's his name. It say, ומה שאנו רואים, שלפעמים משיבים נפש חולה, sometimes we see people take a sick person, על ידי רפואות, they give him different medicine, או שמות, or they give him different prey, וקמיה, amulet, או סגולות, or different secret, על כורחה שממש התורה. This is really the Torah. כי הכל נכלל בתורה. You need to remember the medicine, the names, the amulet, the סגולות, everything is within the Torah. דיינו אלוקות ורפואות וסגולות ושמות. Meaning, the God, the medicine, the סגולות, the amulet, ולית בה חסר כלום. There is nothing missing from the Torah. Our Torah. Sometimes we are not really fully understand. ואם היה אמונה תקועה תמיד בלב כל בני האדם, if people will have absolute certainty about the Torah, והיה השם מפתחו, and they were sure that the Torah is perfectly the answer. And God wrote the Torah. And they trust God 100%. בוודא לא היה צריך לרפואות. Then they don't need medicine. או לשום דבר. Or no other thing. רק לחסד. Just mercy from the Creator. אל, או על ידי תפילה, לא רק חסד אל יתברך. Or to pray that the Creator bring mercy to them. עליו להשיב את נפשו על ידי לימוד תורתנו. Or by studying the Torah, you're asking for help. לכל בשר ומפה. אך מחסרון האמונה חבשלום. But because people have lack of faith, lack of understanding, lack of certainty about the Torah and about God, צריכים לפעמים לרפואות. You need medicine. The only reason we all need to take medicine, because we are not totally connected to the Torah. We are not totally connected to God. או לשאר דברים. So whenever you need medicine, you need other thing, you need as much as medicine, as much as your lack of certainty is. שאמר דוד המלך עליו השלום בתהילים, תורת השם תמימה. King David said that the Torah of God is simple, is complete. היא בשלמות גמור שאין בה שום דבר חסר. There's nothing missing in the Torah. רק בתכלית השלמות, the דבק כולו ב... Everything is in there, the details and the big picture. ולכן בישיבת נפש, וכל אחד לפי מה שבאמין. For each person, based on how much they believe in the Torah, that's as much as they're going to get. So when you start the book of Bereshit, you should be very excited. You're about to start again believing in it. And when you start believing in it, you already draw all the cure that you need. Mental cure, physical cure, business cure, all the cure. וזה יש לפרק גם בפתיחת התורה מרמז במילה בראשית, שהוא ראשי התוות בתורה. And the word בראשית, say דגל מחנה אפרים, stands for the initial. ראשי התוות בתורה יש. So the א' is the אלוקות, א' from the word אלוקים, so the א' of בראשית is אלוקים, רש היא רפואות, the רש of בראשית is healing, is רפואות, שין of בראשית is שמות, the names, the emulate, and all the sgulot, is shin, v'shin b'yemin. So you have two shin. Shin b'yemin, meaning with a shin, and shin b'smol is sin, like samach. So shin b'yemin is names. Shin b'smol, sgulot. So you have names and you have emulate. Two of them are shin. V'taf mural t'mima. And taf has to do with complete. אנו מפני שהתמימה לדבע שום דבר חסר, רק נראה שלמות כל דבר בחיי ברוחנית וכשמות ואמן. Because the Torah can resurrect all the issue you have mentally or physically or emotionally or spiritually, that's the Torah. And in the same time, the all other letter of the word Bereshit give you all the things that you're looking for outside, include Parnasa. That's what Degel Machane Ephraim is talking about. Now think about it. When you started, the whole idea of this week of Shabbat Bereshit, the whole idea of Bereshit, get excited because you are about to get everything. Now, what is that you need to do to change? So before we go in there, I'm going to continue from Tiferet Shlomo. And Tiferet Shlomo say like that, the way he look at Bereshit. Bereshit ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו. And the land was, I can say messy, but it's not what it means. וחושך על פני תהום, it was dark above the valley. And God said, let it be light, and it was light. הנה, ענר, והנה שעלה ברצונו לברוא את העולמות כולם. Tell us, Rabbi Shlomo Meridomsk, when the Creator wanted to create all the world, what was the purpose? Write to us, Rabbi Shlomo Meridomsk, כדי להטיב לברואיו. He wanted to give a good time to the one he created. How? הנה בתחילה כביכול צמצם וסילק האורות למעלה. Similar to what דגל מחנה אפרים said and what the Zohar said. He first have to empty the light from the place where they used to be. Of course, it's illusion. It's not really happening. But the concept. להיות מקום פנוי לעולמות. Now you have empty space. ואחר כך המשיך למטה בסדר, בחינת קו יושר ועיגולים, כמו שלמדנו. And then, he started to fulfill the light slowly, like it used to be before. וכאשר בחינת זה, הצמצום, אפסלו קרות למעלה, הוא שיהיה הסיבה לכל העולמות. So, the whole reason of creation, of Bereshit, creation of everything, it was to empty everything that used to be there, and then fulfill it again, but this time to fulfill it slowly, and that we will be involved in that fulfillment. By our desire, by our tikkunim, by what we need to overcome, but what we need to share, how nice we need to be. In a kol ikar da hamshachat ha'olamot va'orot va'ashpa'ot ha'chayot ma'olamot al-yudim, el shelemata, ועל ידי ביטול והסתלקול תחילה בחינת החיות שלמטה ממעלה. How do you fulfill everything that used to be there? By canceling. אחר כך יושך מדיק הנאורוק על יולי למטה, אלא מקבל בדרך הנכון. First, you need to lower the cup if you want to get fulfillment. Who is the cup? Who is the container? Us. The only way you can get is by lowering yourself. אחר כך יושך על ידי כן האורות עליונים למטה למקבל בדרך הנכון להם. וזהו בחינת היעדר או קודם להוויה. For that reason, first there is nothingness and then there is fulfillment. פירוש שבחינת הסתלקות והיעדר הקודם, כל העולמות לסלק אלה של בעלה עמנו, הוא הסיבה להוויה. שכל אחר כך, מבחינת החיות, רצו ושום. So tell us, רבי שלמה ברידומסק, tremendous secret. By us experiencing nothingness and emptiness, it's giving us chance to do what? To create. So who is Bereshit is for? For us. We are creating the world on the Shabbat of Bereshit. We get a chance to create our relationship. We get a chance to be better with our customer. We get a chance to be better with our student. We get a chance to be better with our friend. It's a chance. Forget the past. Forget the negativity. Forget the positivity. Forget what you did till now. It's empty. Do you want to fill it up with energy? That's your chance. Because we empty everything out. The good thing, the bad, nothing. Now you want to build your life. And this is really what it's all about, my friend. Sometimes you have issue with people. Why you have the issue with people? Most of the time it's come, we can call it ego, but I call it pride, because ego can be really leading to a lot of misunderstanding. Pride. You see somebody in the street that you have issue with, you don't like them, you don't say hello. Pride. Fear, included with pride. But if everything is gone, everything is not the same as it was yesterday, and after Hoshana, יום כיפור, סוכות, הושענא רבה, שמיני עצרת שמחת תורה. Things are not longer the same. We empty everything out. So your chance is to create things. Don't expect yourself to do well. But there is one thing. Two things you gotta do. Everything that relate to as much as study that you can do, that will help you to fulfill, because the study help you to do the two things that you choose to do. The good thing, build the Shabbat. How can I be more part? The negative thing you want to prevent yourself from doing is Lashon Hara. So I think it's time to study about it. We're going to keep the lecture short today so you can have more time for yourself. So here we go. Let's start first with the lips. We know that the snake is the one that seduces. And the way he seduces was with talking. So we need to work on talking. Tana Deve Eliyahu Zachur Latov. It says about Elisha the prophet that he used to tell people what is the right thing to do. Asher Adam Shemesim Atzmo Kishor La'ol. Good for a person to make himself like a bull for sacrifice. Vekechamar Lemasoi. And like a donkey to carry the burden. Veyoshev Vekorev Veshoneh B'Torah B'Chol Yom Tamid. And study Torah every day as much as he can. Umiyad Ruach Kodesh Shoreh Alav. When you study Torah right away, the Holy Spirit, the prophecy, become your way. ואם היושב בטל נהנה של כל כך, קל וחום על מי שמתלוצץ ממש. The one who do nothing all day long, get punished. You can't do nothing. You do nothing, get a book of Torah and read. Spiritual book. Not spiritual book from human. Spiritual book from God. Of course, people who are acting like clown. שיחה בטלה. Tell us the book שערי קדושה. From Rabbi Chaim Vitalev, I'm not mistaken here. שיחה בטלה גורמת לידי עבירות גדולות. You want to start controlling your lips. You have to remember. Again, this is what you shouldn't be doing. לשון הרע, שיחה בטלה meaning wasting of words for no reason. The Shabbat, I don't need to tell you anymore about Shabbat. You can ask Debbie, is there something we can do for Shabbat? Usually she will say no. But if you said to Debbie, I would like to get flour Shabbat, she would say yes. I would like to get wine for Shabbat, yes. I would like to get food, yes. Stuff like that. שיחה בטלה גורמת לידי עבירות גדולות. So I'm only dealing with what you should be stopped doing for this year. קראי אפילו יושב בתל הרי זה מושב לצים וננש אנשים גדולים כנזכר להם ברנת הליצנות. A person who sit by doing nothing is like a clown. מכל שכן נסך שיחות בטלות בפועל. Person who talk to other people about nonsense, like you talk about the score of football and basketball and all this and that, monitor your time. How long do I do talk it? If you talk it, is the interest because you want to convince people about spirituality and say it's amazing, I watched that game of football, it remind me what the Torah said. Nice. That's a good angle. It's good. ולא עוד אלא שמביא לידי לשון הרע. So when a person starts שיחה בתלה, talk about football, talk about the food, talk about the government, eventually, tell us שערי קדושה רבי חיים ויטל, I hope you drastic him, because we name our organization after him. He say eventually, מביא לידי לשון הרע. You're going to speak לשון הרע. And this is one thing, one avon, one aspect, that if we stop doing it, it promised to us elevation spiritually. ורחילות, and speaking behind somebody's back, not just לשון הרע, לצנות, clown, ומספר בגנות חברו. And somebody who's always talking about what's wrong with his friend. ואמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה עשה רבי חיים ויטל. רבי חיים ויטל bring it מסכת יומה, the Talmud. עשה שיחה בתלה עובר בעשה. Somebody who's just speak nothingness, not even bad about people, is considered עובר בעשה. Meaning is considered like he commit a crime. But how do we know that? It's saying in the book of Dvarim. You see Rabbi Chaim Vital, he never say his opinion. He's not a spiritual teacher come with opinion. He bring the book of Dvarim. כתוב, ודיברתם, ודיברת בם. From Shema. You should speak about them. ואמרו על רבן יוחנן בן זכאי. It's about רבן יוחנן בן זכאי for Berry in Dveria, in the section of Sukkah, in מסכת סוכה. ועל רב, שממהם לא סחו שיחת חולים. They never stop for a second to say some words that has no value of spirituality or from the Torah. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה במסכת מגילה. In the section of מגילה, מילה בסלע משתוקה בתרי. If you get one gold coin for the wise words you say, I give you two gold coin to keep it quiet. That's how important it is saying מסכת מגילה. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה בפרקי אבות. לא מצאתי לגוף טוב אלא שתיקה. פרקי אבות, the lessons of the father, ethics of the fathers. פרקי אבות, I didn't find something better for the body, not for the soul, than being quiet. You want your body to feel healthier? No, not too much pain? Let's talk. וכתיב באיכה, in the מגילת איכה, I say, איכה יישב בדד וידום, ייתן באפר פיו, אולי יש תקווה. It's saying מגילתך, maybe if you put your lips and tongue into the dirt, maybe there is hope for your soul. וכתיב במשלה, מוות וחיים ביד הלשון, King Solomon said, death and life are only in the tongue. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, סייג לחוכמה שתיקה. If you want to know, the wise person is the one who's quiet. ואמר שלמה המלך, King Solomon said, אל תבעל על פיך, ולבך על ימהר להוציא דבר לפני האלוהים. תל אס, שלמה המלך, אל תבעל על פיך. תבעל מיניק, don't be scared to answer. Don't be rushed to answer. Don't be premature to answer. King Solomon is the smartest person ever. אל תבעל על פיך. Wait. Somebody ask you a question, what time is it? Five. Why you מבועל? רגע. Look. Breathe. אל תבעל פיך, אל תבעל פיך. Do not be מבועל, do not be scared to answer. Wait, think. אל תבעל את פיך, ולבך למהר להוציא דבר לפני האלוהים. And don't let your heart just say something. Wait, just wait. כי האלוהים בשמיים, because God is in heaven, ואתה על הארץ, and you are on the land. על כן יהיו דבריך מעטים. King Solomon said, for that reason you don't need to talk a lot. Don't talk at all. There's no point, King Solomon said. It's tremendous, guys. And that's why I'm not focusing even on too much things to change. When you look at this, what you want to change for Bereshit is the lips. Not a lot. Lips! Malchut of Rosh. You think it's easy. You will see when you start. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה. And I'm sorry that I'm very strict about it because I think it's the one thing that humanity is just addicted to more than any other addiction. We just talk. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה במסכת חולין, האומנם אלם צדק תדברו, מה אומנותו של אדם בעולם ישים בעצמו אילם. Tell us מסכת חולין, you want to be an artist, you want to be genius, make yourself mute. Mute, that's what King David says as well. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה במסכת חגיגה, look at רבי חיים ויטל, מה שאינבסט, he brought all the Talmud, all the Zohar, details by details, but be quiet. אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה במסכת חגיגה, רבי, כתב אמרתי לה יקרא, אבי בכי, כי הנה יוצר הרים ובורא רוח, הוא מגיד לאדם מה שיחו, אפילו שיחה קלה, שהאדם מסתיח עם אשתו. If say when a person die, and he go to heaven, don't even talk to him about all this conversation. Can you imagine? That's the entrance of the soul to the upper world. They sit with them and said, forget everything else. Bad, good, don't worry. Sit. Let's talk about what you say. אפילו שיחה קלה, שאדם מסיח עם אשתו. Even a conversation about, I don't know, cappuccino. That's what they mentioned to him. ואפילו דברים שאין בהם ממש. Even a conversation which is, where is the keys? Even that, unnecessary. That's considered, let's say, that's what the clown, that's considered, I don't want to say avera, but, הם נכתבים על פנקסו של אדם. They have a pinkas, it's like small notebook, small notebook that they show you. וקוראים לפניו בשעת מיטתו. And as the person dying, like one hour before they dying, all the angel come and they start reading all the unnecessary words he said, or she said. It's for women and men, by the way. It's not just for men. What they say, why you wasting your time doing that? You could say actually it's something better. Or ilem, you can be quiet. That's considered a mitzvah. If you be mute, you consider like you did it. Well. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, שתיקתו של אדם הביאתו לידי ענווה. When you are quiet, God awarding you with being humble. You cannot be humble until you be quiet. Not quiet when you want to teach Torah. You want to teach Torah, talk, non-stop. But when you talk, don't talk. I don't know if you understand me, but... וענווה היא ראש ליראת שמיים, בשעת שאין עוסק בתורה ידומם, מדביק ספטותיו. Only if you speak spirituality specifically from the Torah, or about God, speak non-stop, until you have no, you cannot even breathe. But when you not talk Torah, be mute. ומדביק ספטותיו זו לזו, כשתי רחיים ששופות זו לזו. You have to see yourself as רחיים. I would say רחיים. Two stone that grinding the wheat.
Millstone?
מפני שצדקותיו זכות של אדם, כולם אינם מספקות במה שיוציא בשפתם. The all merit that you have in life is all depends on what you say. Can you imagine? All what you say. אשרי מי שישים עצמו אילם וחירש וחיגר וסומה. Good for the person who know how to become mute, deaf, can't walk, and blind. Why? כדי שלא יכתב יחייב עצמו בדבר ולגיהנום. So he will not make that mistake. In the book of the Zohar, say Rabbi Chaim Vital, Litlach Evel de Litlach Kala. The book of the Zohar said, there is no words that doesn't go somewhere. Every word, say the Zohar, that was not used for the spiritual reason or for the Torah reason or something to develop with it. Barich awi mila itaber mina evel v'shatat ba'alma. Then that word that you say, let's say, where is the key? I like this cappuccino. What a great TV show. What a great football team, basketball. All those things. That word, meshotet ba'olam, is traveling in the world. וכאן נפקה נשמתהו אבל מגלגלה לבעלמה, דהו ונפשו וחייק לעינם בתוך כף הקלה. אמרו שם את זה לא שאתה מלכות, וכל מה נתן פרומם ולשונה, זה שברו הקודשם. If you speak nonsense words, those words will never let you rest, not at night, not in the daytime, not to have a peace of mind. The only thing that bothers you is how you use the words. Torah, yes. Other, be quiet. Just be quiet. Nothing to say about Torah, be quiet. Tremendous. Now, another section. I'm sorry, I'm keeping it long. I'm just here to tell you what we all want to prevent from doing. Of course, Shabbat is what we want to be doing. but what we want to prevent from doing. So it's like that. To get to that level, say the book Orchot Tzadikim. Also talk. You want to talk? I tell you what you need to do. Vidui. Vidui mean confession. You go to somebody you trust, could be your teacher, could be your rabbi, could be your father, I don't know, whoever you trust. Vidvada shechatalia. And you have to talk about all the sin that you are doing. It can be your best friend. Go and tell them, but it has to be a person who loves you unconditional. Ve'yesh chova alav laskir avonotav avonot avotav. You have to mention all the avonot. Tell them, this is what I'm doing wrong. They need to know. Ve'lama yitvadeh al chatot avotav. You also have to confess about what your father and mother did. The question, why should I? What is my problem? Mishum shaya ne'enash. Kshochez maseh avotav be'yado. When you repeat what your parents are doing, unfortunately you pay for two. You pay for you and pay for them. וכן כתוב, והתוודו את אבונם ואת אבון אבותם. ויזהר מאוד בדוידוי. It's very important while you're doing confession. Be careful. שיגמור בליבו לעזוב דרכת הרעות. When you make a vidui, you only can do a confession when your mind say, I want to stop doing it. כי אם דעתו לחזור עליהם, if you are about to do it tomorrow again, אז הוא כתובל ושרץ בידו. It's like he make a mikveh and he holding a shrimps or lobster, as it say in מסכת תענית. כי הווידוי הוא כתבילה. The vidui, the confession, if you truly confess of what you're doing wrong and you really want to stop, you confess to people who love you, it's considered like you went to the best mikveh in the world. All with the word. So I just want to tell you that Shabbat of Bereshit, the lips, because in Shabbat Bereshit we start dealing with the head. The head is Keter. The lips is Malchut the Keter. This Shabbat is Keter the Keter, the crown of the crown. But if you want to keep the crown on the crown, of course we have to stop doing the wrong thing, jealousy, all this and that. But if you want to work the whole ear on one thing to prevent, is the lips. The lips. And then, if you want to add something positive into your life, Shabbat. That's the number one thing that can add a lot to your spirituality. I'm not going to meditate with you this lecture, but I'm going to tell you that I love you. I believe in you. And my family cannot say thank you enough for all of what you've been involved with Vital Transformation. It was just an amazing journey, those holidays. And hopefully we see you this Shabbat and we're going to celebrate together. We're going to have, just remind me all of you, we got to do the pray before the Torah. Thank you very much. All the best.